This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وأحسن الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار يقول الله عز وجل والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. My dear brothers, if you look at the nature of the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, almost everything is based on time management. It's really important that a person not to waste a single time in this life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informed us in Surah Abasa that most likely you will be going back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without completing that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked you to complete. You go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with deficiency. And the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us that that side of your account which is supposed to be completed must be completed before you meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as such, we understand clearly from the sunnah that we don't have time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us here for a mission. That's why in this life, if you want to succeed, to be away from those people whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described as the losers in this life. Because he says, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ. Every human being is in the state of loss. Except somebody who adorns himself with four qualities. Al-Iman, وَالْعَمَلُ الصَّالِحِ وَالتَّوَاصِي بِالْخَيْرِ. That's da'wah. And the last one, patience. In all of its forms. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in that beautiful hadith, he says, لَن تَزُولَ قَدَمَ عَبْدٍ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ حَتَّى يُسْأَلَ عَنْ أَرْبَعٍ. Your feet will never move from their position on the Day of Judgment when you meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until the time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks you about four things. Number one, your life, and عُمُرِهِ فِيمَ أَفْنَاهُ. Your life, how did you finish it? Going back to the time, how did you spend your time in this life? Did you waste time? Or you put it in that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks you to put it. Brothers and sisters, wallahi there is no shar which is happening in this life except that the cause of that shar is the ma'asi, the sins we are committing, going against the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is a waste of time. Because any time that you don't utilize it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, is going to be tira. It's going to be khasara. It's going to be a regret for you on the Day of Judgment when you meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Adam alayhi salam, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created him and he put him in paradise, he was supposed to remain there. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him a simple condition. A simple condition. Dear brothers and sisters, this is how it is. We always say these are simple matters, but when it comes to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes and what he doesn't like, there is nothing called simple. The issue is, he likes it or he doesn't like it. Adam ate from the tree. That was the only thing he did. Allah told him, you can do everything here in Jannah, eat whatever you want, but do not approach this. Unfortunately, based on the deception of Shaitan, Adam ate from that tree. The first thing that happened to him is that he lost the protection that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him. The physical and the spiritual one. If not, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him with strong tawbah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought him back to his consciousness. And this is how it is, my dear brothers and sisters. Your protection in this life, your success in this life, wallahi, lies in the obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Adam alayhi salam, one of the best creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the father of everyone, when he ate from that tree, he lost the protection. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him, although the tawbah is being accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but he has to leave this place, the Jannah, the place of eternity, the place of success, the place of happiness, the place where no worry exists. Allah told him, get down to the earth, to the place of enmity and hatred. You don't need my explanation to tell you what kind of life we're living in nowadays. This is the place that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put us because of the ma'siyah. And he told us, if you want to go back to that place, you have to follow precisely the scriptures that I'm going to send along with you when Adam was coming down. He says, فَإِمَّا يَأْتِيَنَّكُمْ مِنِّي. He says, if you receive a scripture from me and you follow it, definitely you're going to go back to that place. So my dear brothers and sisters, let's be serious on this matter. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam told us that there was a sister who did not feed a cat. She kept the cat at home, and because of that, she went to hell. That's why when it comes to ma'asi, a Muslim is supposed to say no to whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't like. So Allah is going to question you and I and everyone, how did you manage your time in this life? Brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of his infinite mercy and blessing, he bestowed this ummah with circumstances and situations and moments where you will do a little, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it so big, in a way you will be able to supersede those people who preceded us. One of these moments is Ramadan. Wallahi, is a great opportunity. In the way the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, whoever receives and meets Ramadan and witnesses the month of Ramadan, but unfortunately, until the end of Ramadan, he is not able to be among those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive their sins. This person is a real loser. Because every single night of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a group of people that he free from going to hell. For 30 days, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us these chances. And we are burning them one after the other. So that you can understand why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, this person is a real loser. The most important thing, my dear brothers, to be done in this month of Ramadan, to utilize your time properly, is to fast. Why do I emphasize on this? Because most of us are not fasting according to the way the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to do. That's why the effect of fasting is not being seen in our life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, fasting is being prescribed for you so that you can attain the taqwa. Look at the way we take the suhoor. Look at the way we do our iftar. Look at the way we live between the sun, between the fajr and the sunset. And weigh it with the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and see whether we are doing it correctly or we are not doing it correctly. Fasting is one of the most righteous deeds that you do to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam told one of the companions, عَلَيْكَ بِالسِّيَامِ فَإِنَّهُ لَا عِدْلَ لَهُ. I advise you to fast, because I couldn't see something similar to fasting in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a strong devotion and a secret activity that you do to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which nobody knows the value of it except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, concerning the fast, he says, whatever you do in this life is yours, except fasting. Fasting is mine, and I will be the one who rewards you for it. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, لِصَّائِمِ فَرْحَتَانِ. The one who fasts for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be given by Allah two moments of happiness. When you break your fast, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make you happy. And when you meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will be happy with your fast. That was the greatest day. The most worrying day is the day in which you're going to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I remember standing before you, one of the righteous predecessors was asked by a king. He said, please, can you describe my position when I meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? He says, you will be one of the two people. Either you are a righteous person or you are a wrongdoer. If you are a righteous person, you will be like a غائب يعود إلى أهلي. Like somebody who went away from his family for so long and now he is coming back to them. You can understand the happiness. People will be crying, he will be crying out of happiness. This will be your position. And actually, this is just the human description. Wallahi, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is preserving for you when you meet him in righteousness is far greater than our description. That's why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, when you meet him, he will make you happy on that day. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَجُوهٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ مُسْفِرَةٌ ضَحِكَةٌ مُسْتَبْشِرَةٌ. You'll see two types of faces on the day of judgment. Those who are laughing, who were smiling, who were so happy, and the other ones. Allah says, if you fast for his sake, he promised to make you happy when you meet him on the day of judgment. Allah is not like his creation. When he decides, it doesn't change. Wallahu a'lam haythu yaj'alu risalata wa huwa al-hakim. Whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts you in that position, there will be no change. And that man told him, but if you are a person who is not a righteous person, you will be just like a slave that ran away from the masters and they sent somebody to bring him back and they managed to get him back to the master. And you, wallahi, this is so simple. You know, back there in the history, slaves means nothing. They used to kill them for nothing. They used to give them all sorts of punishments. And this is actually useless and insignificant in comparison to what a person will be meeting when he meets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why he says, فَيَوْمَئِذٍ لَا يُعَذِّبُ عَذَابَهُ أَحَدٍ. The best opportunity you have, my dear brothers and sisters, is to do it correctly so that you can bypass this possible punishment when you meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two is to pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Prayers, especially the wajibat. Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, there is nothing you do to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which is better than that which he makes it obligatory upon you. Dear brothers and sisters, this prayer that you see, which some of us are negligent, and this negligence started long since the time of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. I always say to myself, I don't know what would be the comment of those companions if they are to exist in our time to see the way we pray. Almost everyone has his own version of prayer. This one is making it fast, this one is making it like this. Somebody came to the masjid and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was sitting down in that masjid and he prayed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 2 rakat. And then he went to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and said, Ya Rasulullah, assalamu alayka ya Rasulullah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, irji'i fasalli fa innaka lam tusalli. He said, go back and pray because you did not pray. It was too much on the companions because they can see the man praying, but the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is saying, you did not pray. 3 times the man was going back to pray, coming back to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and the same reply was given to him. He says, Ya Rasulullah, وَالَّذِي بَعْثَكَ بِالْحَقِّ لَا أُحْسِنُ غَيْرَ هَذِي فَعَلِّمْنِي. He says, Ya Rasulullah, I swear by the one who sent you with the truth, I can't do better than this. Ya Rasulullah, teach me how to pray. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him, فَإِنَّكَ إِمِّتْ عَلَى هَذِهِ مِتْ عَلَى غَيْرِ الْمِلَّةِ. No muhabbat with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Whoever you are, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is going to tell you the truth. That's why he doesn't pay attention to the fact that he came to respect and to say salam. But this is the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Which, subhanAllah, if you look at our life, when we come to the masajid sometimes, as if this is my house. The imam will be yelling, the imam will be shouting, asking people to fix the sufuq, and they don't do. And that brings the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, لَتُسَوُّنَّ سُفُوفَكُمْ أَوْ لَيُخَالِفَنَّ اللَّهُ بَيْنَ وَجُوهِكُمْ. Wallahi, my dear brothers and sisters, you know I'm telling you the truth, قُلُوبُنَا in most instances are not safiya. We have this inside our heart towards our brothers and sisters. That kind of connection that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from us is not there. Unity starts from the masjid. If I'm not able to fix the stuff in the masjid, for sure out of the masjid, I'm not going to be able to unite with my Muslim brothers and sisters. It begins from here. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, either you fix it or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make differences from you, between your hearts. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam told him, فَإِنَّكَ إِمِّتْ عَلَى هَذِهِ مِتْ عَلَى غَيْرِ الْمِلَّةِ. He said, if you die praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala like this, you will definitely die upon something but not Islam. Subhanallah. And did you know what that person was missing? Is the tranquility. Nowadays you pray in some of the masajid, wallahi you will be about to break a prayer and go and pray somewhere else because the imam is moving like touch and go. Waliyadu billah. This is the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah takes from us out of 24 hours, less than 30 minutes in a day. And you know what? This prayer, if you fix it, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, the first thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask the angel to check in your record on the day of judgment is your prayer. If it is fixed, Allah will tell them, khalas, close the book, take him to paradise. What is success? Because you know in this life, the authority, if they are going to investigate your life, wallahi, sometimes they mention something to those people who are investigated, things that you even forgot you do them. This is human capacity. Imagine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching you. Before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, two angels are here. The earth, the place where you are doing whatever you are doing, is taking record. Your body is taking the record. And on top of all, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is recording whatever you are doing. Imagine if on the day of judgment, the hisab is going to be done by who? Rabbul Alameen. Not the angels, not the human beings, not the authorities, not the police. Rabbul Alameen is going to do. He says, اعلموا أن الله يعلم ما في أنفسكم فاحذروا. He says, you should know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not just what you are doing physically, even that which is inside your heart, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows it. He said, be very careful. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, من نوقش الحساب عذب. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to observe hisab on you on the day of judgment, you will definitely get into trouble. Aisha radiallahu anha said, Ya Rasulullah, but I heard Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, فَسَوْفَ يُحَاسَبُ حِسَابًا يَسِيرًا. Some people will be receiving, you know, an easy hisab. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Aisha, it's not in the way you understand. If Allah is going to do the real hisab for any one of us, he will definitely get into trouble. He said, what you are referring to is called al-ard. This is for the righteous people. This is for the musallun. This is for somebody who preserves his good relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until he meets him. Those one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring them on the day of judgment and cover them in the way nobody can see them. The hisab between them and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is just based on presenting to them what they did in this life. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will tell them, I was the one who concealed your affairs in this dunya. And today I forgive all of your sins. Go to paradise. Prayer can guarantee you this, my dear brothers and sisters. Uqsimu billah. If you pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on time and perfectly in the way Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to pray, bi'idhnillahi azza wa jalla, you will get this promise because Allah never broke a promise. And he will never break a promise. You pray correctly, you will bypass this heavy hisab on the day of judgment. Brothers and sisters, since we are human beings, deficiency is going to exist in our prayer from time to time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us with sunnah prayers. It's really very risky for a person to live without praying the sunnah. One of the best sunnah prayers you do to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the night prayer. And this is the time for the night prayers. Night prayer has been praised by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran and through the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in many ways. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam received Jibreel one day and Jibreel told him, Ya Muhammad, عِشْ مَا شِئْتَ فَإِنَّكَ مَيِّتٌ. Live as long as you wish, but you will die one day. وَأَحْبِبْ مَنْ شِئْتَ فَإِنَّكَ مُفَارِقٌ. And love whomsoever you wish, you will leave that person one day. وَعَمَلْ مَا شِئْتَ فَإِنَّكَ مَجْزِيٌ بِهِ. And do whatever you want, but a day will come Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you according to what you did in this life. It's up to you to do it correctly or not. Jibreel was telling the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at this. And then he says, وَعَلَمْ أَنَّ شَرَفَ الْمُؤْمِنِ قِيَامُهُ بِاللَّيْلِ. The honor and the nobility and the high ranking the believer gets in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lies in the night prayers. It's a loss, my dear brothers and sisters, for a person not to be among those people who are praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at night. Train yourself, my dear brothers and sisters. This is an opportunity given to you by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Ramadan comes where the masajid tu'ammaru bi qiyam al-layl. Go to the masjid. Don't deceive yourself and say, I will pray at home. Go to the masjid and pray with the imam until the end. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, if you pray with the imam until the end, Allah will write for you as if you spent the whole night praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Prayer is your salvation, my dear brothers and sisters. The next act of worship I suggest that you should be utilizing your time doing it is the recitation of the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Quran is revealed in Ramadan. That tells us a lot that this month is the month of the recitation of the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every year, Jibreel in the month of Ramadan used to come to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam for the recitation of the Quran. Allah says, شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان. Quran is revealed in the month of Ramadan. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to finish it together with Ramadan. And the Salihun before us, they used to finish Quran many times in Ramadan. Brothers and sisters, if every hasana you did, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you 10 rewards. In Ramadan, according to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, this reward is being multiplied by Allah up to 700 times. إِلَىٰ أَضْعَافٍ كَثِيرًا until much more than 700 times Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be giving some of us. Imagine if you finish the whole Quran, how much you will be given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Quran is going to be an intercessor for those people who used to apply it, recite it and apply it in this life. Don't you ever let Ramadan finish without completing the Quran at least once. As I always say, don't give yourself schedule. Just tell yourself this is an opportunity that might not be repeated. Because thousands of people lived with us last year, and this year they are not with us. And wallahi, my dear brothers and sisters, you all know that this is a fact that it is not guaranteed that we will live to see the next Ramadan. Why can't we make this one the best one? Why can't we make this one the best one? So read a lot of Quran. Maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show mercy upon all of us. One of these activities that I will suggest is the charity. Anas ibn Malik says that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam in Ramadan, he used to give charity and he used to be more generous than the rih al-mursala. That happiness that you cast on the face of your brother and sister who are in need will never be wasted, my dear brothers and sisters. Charity protects you in this life by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And on the day of judgment, you will see mountains of reward. That's the best investment you are doing when you give somebody one riyal, one ringgit, $1, whatever amount of money, don't belittle it. Because righteous deed cannot be belittled. They are so great in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A man was walking on the road and he saw something that is harmful to the people. He just removed it and put it aside. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appreciated that from him and took him to paradise. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Rabbul Alameen. A prostitute woman, she saw a dog who was in need of water and she fed the dog. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shakara laha and take her to paradise. So give, my dear brothers and sisters, moderately, and don't worry, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take care of you. He says, وَمَا أَنْفَقْتُمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ فَهُوَ يُخْلِفُ وَهُوَ خَيْرُ الرَّزَقِ وَمَا أَنْفَقْتُمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ فَهُوَ يُخْلِفُ وَهُوَ خَيْرُ الرَّزَقِ. Whatever you spend, no matter how much small it is, Allah promised to replace it for you in this life up to 700 times. وَهُوَ خَيْرُ الرَّزَقِينَ. To remove the doubt in you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, don't forget, He is the best of providers because He's the only one who has everything. And lastly, my dear brothers and sisters, one of these activities that I will suggest for you to do for those of us who have ability to go for it is the itikaf. To do it in the way Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to do it. He used to look for Laylatul Qadr. He used to do the itikaf in the first 10 days of Ramadan. And then he was informed that Laylatul Qadr cannot exist in the first 10 days of Ramadan. So he moved his itikaf in the second 10 days of Ramadan. And he was informed also that Laylatul Qadr doesn't exist in the second 10 days of Ramadan. Then he moved it to the last 10 days of Ramadan. And he was told that this is the time that you can find it. The itikaf is a very strong act of worship, connection between you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that you are going to neglect the dunya and be in the masjid doing nothing except dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, recitation of the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bi-idhnillahi azza wa jalla, my dear brothers and sisters, if you do it correctly, you will earn enough iman that can keep you intact until the next year arrives, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring you back to the masjid to adorn yourself with new kind of iman. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين نبينا وحبيبنا محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم أما بعد. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, والعصر, every human being is in a state of loss, إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. The only one who will be taken away from this loss is somebody who has iman, to believe in that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks you to believe in. And this iman has to be put into action and translation of that which is in the heart. Because iman is the act of the heart which cannot be seen by anyone. If you don't put it into action, it will be useless. That's why whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned it, He will attach along with it al-amal al-salih. Well, amal al-salih is the one that is defined by one of the great scholars named Fudayl ibn Iyad. When he says, when translating this ayah, the last ayah in Surah Al-Kahf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَنَا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ يُوحَى إِلَيَّ أَنَّمَا إِلَهُكُمْ إِلَهٌ وَاحِدٌ فَمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُو لِقَاءَ رَبِّهِ فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّهِ أَحَدًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to inform everyone that he is none other than a human being. The difference between the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and others is that he is a messenger and a prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and one of the ulul azm min rasulullah azza wa jal. He receives wahi from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that nobody should commit shirk in this life, because your success lies in the preservation of the tawheed. I recall a statement of Al-Hanafi in his commentary of the book of Aqidah Al-Tahawiyyah. He says, wallahi, you should know that there is no way for your heart to get life, to get tranquility, to be at ease, and to have the peace, except if that heart has tawheed in it. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says you can only succeed if you have iman, and you translate that iman into action. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that everyone should have tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not to commit shirk in this life if he wants to succeed. He says, فَمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُو لِقَاءَ رَبِّهِ فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلٍ صَالِحًا. Whoever hopes that he wants to see the meeting between him and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the best meeting. Whoever wants the meeting between him and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be the best meeting, he says, فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلٍ صَالِحًا. Let him engage himself in al-amal al-salih. What is al-amal al-salih? This righteous scholar said, مَا كَانَ خَالِصًا لِوَجْهِ اللَّهِ وَكَانَ مُوَافِقًا لِسُنَّةِ النَّبِي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Whatever you do, that you are doing it for no any other reason except to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You do it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and also you do it according to the sunnah of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. Because my dear brothers and sisters, no matter how much mukhlis you are, if your actions are not in line with the sunnah of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, they will be useless. This fact every Muslim should know, because we're living in a time whereby a person, when you tell him that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not do this, he will tell you what I'm doing is also okay. No. They translated ibadah, they said, فِعِلُ كُلِّ مَا يُحِبُّهُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْأَعْمَالِ وَيَرْضَاهُ. Anything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves and He is pleased with it. It's not about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves it. Yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves to see me praying. But the way I'm praying, did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves that way that I'm praying to Him or not? You have to do it correctly according to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That's why this righteous person make it very short for all of us. He says, al-amal al-salih, that is the only thing that can save you from the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment is the one that is based on ikhlas and mutaba'atun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Therefore, I suggest, my dear brothers and sisters, whatever you do in this life, make sure that you're doing it for Allah, and make sure that this is how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to do it. Wallahi, you will not lose anything. Be on the safe side. In our business, we try to avoid risk. Why can't we apply the same concept when we are approaching Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to stay away from differences? Whenever we do things, a person will tell you, but there are some scholars who said this, there are some scholars. Why can't we train ourselves to check and see whether Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam does it or not? If I tell you something and you do it, wallahi, you might get into trouble. If Sheikh so-and-so and so tell you something, you do it, you might get into trouble. The only one that you will never get into trouble by doing that which he did was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah says, وَعَمِلُ الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ. And this good thing that you got from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you have to convey it to others. We have to engage in reminding others, because people forget. There are many people out there, if you don't remind them, they don't remember. And this is a heavy responsibility on us, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask each and every one of us, what kind of contribution you gave to the ummah before you meet him. And lastly, my dear brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. It's all about patience, especially when you're holding upon the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the time like our time. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there are the days of patience that are going to face you in the future. The one who is holding upon his religion is just like somebody who put his hand on the fire. We are living in the time the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is talking about. Sometimes you see yourself as somebody who is living alone. Nobody is supporting you wherever you go. But the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, be patient. Your reward in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when you meet him will be equivalent to the reward of 50 companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So be patient, my dear brothers and sisters. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he talked to us about the previous nations, he told us that those people who succeeded amongst them, they succeeded because of their patience. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us good and tawfiq. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us ability to maintain our iman and amal salih and our da'wah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us ability to maintain this istiqamah until the time we meet him. Innahu bi kulli jameelin kafeel. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها اللهم أصلح ولاة ماليزيا اللهم أصلح ولاة ماليزيا وسائر ولاة المسلمين اللهم آمنا في أوطاننا وأصلح أئمتنا وولاة أمورنا اللهم آمنا في أوطاننا وأصلح أئمتنا وولاة أمورنا اللهم آمنا في أوطاننا وأصلح أئمتنا وولاة أمورنا عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروا الله العظيم يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون أقم الصلاة.